So, like in the bigger picture of things, when you're defending a belief system, it's important to stay as neutral as possible when we discuss, especially like the I hates of life. Be careful because they're full of consequences. And remember, academia equals educators. It's the angry badge travesty. The travesty is the obedience to indoctrination. Overly analyzed and rewarded for teaching stupidity to others, just like them. Now, with that out of the way, I'm quite a fan of psychological theory and knowledge and have spent a great deal of time learning it. But I have a different view of some of its points and aspects than what is taught and rewarded. Like any theoretical framework is created to try to understand as much as possible of reality. And while all of them seek to understand the inner workings of the psychological, the physical, and the mental states, they seem to leave the philosophical part of the big picture out, of fear of going into complex ontological debates, threatening coherence, adding the need for self critical theory to argue its own existence as inappropriate in philosophy. And this is where I see a gap in psychological theory that is not being filled. As social creatures, we are powerfully influenced by the environment we live in and the social interactions we participate in. Yet most of the psychological theories focus primarily on the individual and internal process, with minimal attention given to the external factors and the impact of society on our mental health. Moreover, most of the psychological theories have been created and studied in the Western world, ignoring the cultural differences and diversity of beliefs and values in other societies. I mean, this presents a limited understanding of human behavior, right? And disregards the importance of cultural context. I'm on to something here. Furthermore, the emphasis on stability and predictability in psychology, it undermines the concepts of change and growth. People are constantly changing and adapting to new environments. Yet this aspect, it is not fully explored in the psychological theories. This leaves with a limited view of human potential and hinders our understanding of change and development. Look, as I see it, there is a tendency in psychology to pathologize and label behaviors rather than understanding the individual as a complex being with various needs and experiences, right? So this leads to a one-size-fits-all approach to treatment that neglects the uniqueness of individuals and their experiences. And while I appreciate the value, the contributions of psychological theory, I also believe that there's room for improvement and expansion. It is important for psychology to take on a more holistic approach, considering both internal and external factors. Cultural diversity and the dynamic nature of human behavior, only then can we truly understand the complexities of human mind and behavior.
Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.